Hey friends, it's Bethany and Lee with the Women in Worship podcast. We want to welcome you back to episode 3, which is technically a piggyback from episode 2. Today we're going to talk about identity again. We left off in the backside of that episode just talking about being anchored in the love of Christ and how that affects our relationship with Him and ultimately our identity. So what we want you to do is sit back, grab a cup of coffee as you're driving down the road and get ready, because for the next 10 to 12 minutes, we're going to talk about our identity here on Women in Worship. Okay, so last time we left off again, talking about our identity, right, as it relates to being anchored in the love that God gives us. And essentially, becomes the overflow of who we are.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
So you kind of fostered that whole idea in the last episode, Lee. And so I'd love for you to just kind of pick up where we left off in that our identity sometimes can get skewed. We've been talking about that before we started today. Just in the sense that we begin to take on others' identity and not our own. And maybe that's a faith issue. I don't know. Maybe it becomes a lack of belief. Like, what? Where are you in the idea of being anchored in God's love and that kind of reflecting our identity and who we are?
Yeah, I think for me, I like really simple answers.
Yeah.
I think it boils down to what I prioritize in life.
Yeah.
Like, what am I looking at? What am I choosing to let be the biggest thing that I think about? The, you know, carrying... What's on my mind the most?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's on my mind the most?
Yeah.
If we're being anchored in the love of Christ, and we talked about the scripture, just John 3:16 in the last episode.
Right.
For God so loved the world. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how if we just meditate on that for a few minutes,
right,
it really sets up your whole day.
Yeah.
So I think it's just really as simple as that. Because we can move on throughout our days, and we can even have such amazing mornings in our quiet time. But what do we do when something just throws us off kilter a little bit?
Right.
You know, how do we get back to that place, mm-hmm, and remember, mm-hmm, the love of Christ? Because, mm-hmm, we talked about, hey, you have to have, to be able to work out of or show love to other people, you have to receive that love of Christ first.
Right.
And that in turn actually shows us that we're anchored in the love of Christ because we actually become like Him.
Right. And becoming like Him ultimately should be the place where we define our identity.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Because we're not apart from Him.
Right.
He's the vine and we are the branches.
Right.
We are in Him.
Right.
We live in Him and we have our being in Him.
Right. So let's make it, practical out of the gate today, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
And saying that, how can we allow this idea of the love of Christ that is supposed to, you know, anchor us to Him and define our identity? How can we reflect that in our leadership? Like on a platform, as we lead our teams, as we are the helpmate in our family, how do we work that out where our identity and who Christ says we are becomes the overflow of the way we lead the people in front of us on a platform?
Right. Well, this might not be the greatest answer, but I think that, I think that we have to just intentionally choose.
Yeah.
You have to be intentional with your words. You have to be intentional with how you treat people. You have to, you know, going back to being anchored in His love is being anchored in His word as well. You just have to know, you have to see people how God sees them,
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see, I have to see my husband as God sees him to be able to treat him the right way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just boils down to decisions.
Yeah.
Like how, like when I wake up in the morning, how do I choose? What do I choose to do? What am I going to choose to say? Because there are those times, you know, that you come up in family, you come up in ministry where you're kind of stumped.
Mm-hmm.
And things kind of catch you off guard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're anchored, I mean, how do you do that?
I love exactly what you said, just the choose. Because I think, especially in culture, Christianese, if we can use that word, kind of today, we'll begin to define our identity by the best quote we read on Instagram that day. And I can catch myself doing that. Like flipping through, looking for maybe where other people are in that, or something that kind of can kickstart what I want to do instead of starting at the source in the Word. We talked a lot about the Word last time and how we have to know that and be anchored in that to be able to find our identity and know whose we are. And so I love that whole idea of saying to make that choice first thing. Mm-hmm. And that's probably just kind of an overall great overarching theme, is to say that we're going to choose to make these decisions. And in that, here is the fruit that's going to come from that. I know here at our home church, Lee and I, if you're not familiar, you're just joining us, are a part and on staff at our local church, and where we serve in worship capacities and different roles. And we kind of take on different sides, but have the same vision. But our pastor here, much of the time, will say, choices lead and feelings follow.
Absolutely. Yep.
And so I think it's really cool to even go with a simplistic thought like that every morning. Today, I choose. Mm-hmm. Fill in the blank.
Right. To stay there, it is a choice.
Yeah.
It's definitely a choice. And one of our pastors here was preaching a message one time, and he was like, how you react. Well, the first thing you do is you pause.
Right.
You don't instantly react to it.
Right.
You have to pause and think and make your decision, like, out of that.
Right.
Okay, what am I going to say? How am I going to deal with this? So, and then you have to think, well, what, really, the bracelet, what would Jesus do? It really is still a good saying.
Yeah.
WWJD, what would Jesus do?
Right.
What would he say? How would he react? And that's where the Gospels come in. How did Jesus react to the Pharisees?
Right.
How did he handle controversy? Mm-hmm. You know, and such like that. So, I think knowing the person of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then knowing, I think we also have to recognize our flaws as well. Mm-hmm. We have to recognize, don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
We have to recognize where we're kind of weak.
Yeah.
And then you have to bring alongside those people, like we talked in the last one.
Yeah.
You just have to have people that can call you out on stuff.
Yeah.
As well, and help you.
Yeah.
It all is relationship based. So it's relationship with Jesus is where our identity comes from. Mm-hmm. And then it's relationship with people that help as well, keep it in the right place.
Right.
And it can speak life and truth over you.
Right. Well, it's almost like if you move on through the New Testament, where Paul is constantly talking through the ideas of running the race. And an athlete is not doing this just to win a prize. I mean, he has to do so much more than just win that prize. And that's who we are as believers. So I think it's fantastic to never blow over the thought that Jesus is the ultimate anchor to our identity.
Right.
So if we want to know what would he do in this, or what would God think about this, really, we just turn to the Gospels and mm-hmm. look at the life of Jesus.
Well, they never messed up his identity.
Right.
They, you know, you have one of your disciples that denies you three times.
Right.
I mean, that's think about a close friend that hurts you.
Right.
You know, but Jesus never wavered from his purpose.
Right.
Because somebody else got off base a little bit.
Right.
He knew who he was. He knew the purpose and the reason that he was sent to earth. Mm-hmm. And gosh, are we so thankful for that. Mm-hmm. So thankful for that.
Yeah.
And though, and when we have those moments of weakness, his strength is made perfect in that. Mm-hmm. And we have to rely. And that's when we're anchored in him. We're anchored in that love that he showed us on the cross. And by his example, we can live it out.
Yeah.
Because that's who we are.
Yeah.
We are. We reflect, we're supposed to reflect Jesus.
Right. Absolutely. I think from a practical standpoint, much of the time when we circle all of this back into the idea of women in worship and whatever our respective leadership roles are within our local church or within our home or mm-hmm. whatever we're doing, all of this, the idea of being anchored in the love of who God is that we build our identity on, does nothing more than just draw people in.
Right, right.
To the love of Christ. I think you've already mentioned it. Jesus said, by this, all men know you are my disciples if you love one another. And we try to make it so much more, I think, as leaders, because we want those like wisdom nuggets to give to those that are around us. And we want people to think or feel like, and maybe I'm being super transparent here, but there are seasons or days even where I walk in and think, I don't feel like I'm in a position to give this nugget of wisdom, but that's the platform I have today. Mm-hmm. So how do I jog that inside of me almost? And it's when you have to take a deep breath mm-hmm. and sit back and go, you know what? It's not about conjuring something new as much as it is meditating, like you said, on the person of Jesus and who he is and what he's done.
Well, I think you hit a really big word when you said all that. You said feel.
Yeah.
Because feelings are not always truthful.
Right.
And I think that I know sometimes I get, you know, we, like I said, I think we talked about this last time as well. It's just, I got caught up in feelings, and then I start believing
right
what my feelings are telling me.
Right.
Which is contrary to what Jesus has said all along, or what right. the Word of God has said all along. But yeah, you're right. You're so right.
Yeah. So maybe the takeaway for today is, as we talk about identity and just wrap this portion up, is remembering, you guys, that we choose
right.
every day, not who we are, but whose we are.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we are already children of God. We are already grafted into the family. If you know Jesus and have a relationship with him, that's already been sealed.
Maybe it's as simple as, you know how you used to take those little 4x6 cards and write scriptures on them?
Yes.
Post them on your mirror. My mom has these, what is it called? Dry erase markers.
Yes.
And I go in her bathroom when I go to their house, and it is just with scripture all over it. And it is a reminder when she's getting ready in the morning that yeah. she is to reflect Christ that day.
Yeah.
Maybe it's this simple, the practical side is that we choose, and then we really write those scriptures down. Mm-hmm. And we see it with our eyes, and yeah. then we confess it with our mouth.
Yeah.
And then that's when the believing happens.
Yeah.
We get that inside of us.
Right.
So maybe writing down who Jesus says we are. We right. are his. He died for us.
Right.
Who God says we are.
Right.
So maybe you choose and then you write.
Yeah.
Write it down.
I love that. So we never move essentially from the foundation.
Oh, never.
It never goes past Jesus safe. It always circles like an airplane above a city, but it never goes past.
Yeah, because we try to overcomplicate it.
Right, absolutely.
I do. As women, guys, you know we think a million words a second.
Right. The pathways are never ending. So just remember that today, you guys. We love you. We're for you. Don't forget to check out Women in Worship on Instagram. Come be a part of the community and the conversation.
Yes, please. We love you. We love you, gals.
Yes. Have an awesome day.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. And don't forget to subscribe. While you're subscribing, please leave us a review, because that just helps to get the word out and to support this ministry. Also, hey, don't forget to share it with your friends and your family, and follow us on Instagram so you know exactly what's coming up and happening with Women in Worship.